Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I am so pumped. I could not be happier. And I hate when people lose their jobs, but Jake Moody's getting paid. Jake Moody's going to decide elsewhere. The Niners got better. There. He gone.
Hey.
He gone.
Look, he was trash. He could never get better. And sometimes you just got to throw the trash in the trash. You ever had something, John, that you bought, you loved, and it just didn't work anymore? No matter what you did, you done crazy glued it, you done gorilla glued it, and it just ain't the same. You know, go get a new one, John. Just go get a new one. I'll give you a new one for you to try out. That's what the Niners were in. Jake Moody, I told you that 27-yard. First of all, it doinked. I'd rather him just miss the shit. Sorry, YouTube. I'd rather him had just missed it. But no, he doinked it, which made it even worse than a miss, because he still missed. I was done.
I feel like you ever get like a haircut and you just feel like, man, I look good. Like I feel good. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what I feel like right now. And so the 49ers are better. The 49ers are a better football team today. And it's not even like, okay, missed the 27-yarder. That was a joke. Dude starts the season off with a kickoff touchback, and they start on the 35-yard line to start the season. The second kickoff almost goes out of bounds. They save us. Like, this dude sucks. He's terrible.
Terrible.
Now, I hope him nothing but the best. Like, he's my least favorite 49. I said this on the show. Like, after
he's
the
definitely
game.
Not my least favorite, but
he's my last. It's Jake Moody 1, Blaine Gabbert 2, Kyle Williams 3. Those are my least favorite.
AJ Jenkins number 1, Jake Moody 2, and then I'll put Blaine Gabbert at number 3.
Like, I can't. I'm just, dude, get the No, I'm just, the 49ers got better, and I'm thankful. I hate that it came to this. Like, you see what happened to the Falcons, right? Like, they lost their game with a late kick miss, and they brought in a practice squad kicker competition. I tweeted out like 20 minutes ago, like, man, I hope Kyle Shanahan sees this. Don't let it cost you a game this year. Learn about how bad he is now, that you can't rely on him. They gave him all the chances. You remember after he made that kick at the Raiders pregame, and Brant Boyer's like, dude, this could be career changing. Wrong. Wasn't. Oh,
there's nothing. There was okay. I'm such a psychologist by trade, and everything for me that I see physical, there has to be a mental mishap. And so I've been trying to figure out mentally, without talking to him, I've never got a chance to speak to him or anything like that, but I've been trying to figure out mentally what the heck is wrong. And I said on one of my shows, I would say, yo, they need to take him to the strip club. They need to take him to anything to get his mind off of whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so he can just go out there and just kick for free. Like, he's not freely kicking mentally. And I think it has affected his kicking. Now, he'll go to another team and won't miss. But here,
don't care.
He had to go. Absolutely don't care. He was garbage. And I've learned to be lenient with the word trash and the word garbage, because I know I get blocked a lot. Man, F all that. He was trash.
So bad. So freaking bad. And like, the block kick, you don't want to put it on him, but like, if it's a short kick and it gets blocked, kicker's partially to blame. It was terrible.
That
protection.
Was no partial blame on that. I'm not putting a
piece. That's low ass trajectory, man. That
it could be low ass trajectory, but the dude was over the freaking line, John. Don't throw that on Jake Moody, bro.
Nope.
You could throw on Jake Moody.
As far partial. As
that was right, nah. Partial. It ain't even an 18th. That was straight ass Matt Hennessy effing up and giving up that situation.
Bad. It was bad. But you got to get that. The kick came off relatively quick, but it was low. But whatever. He's gone. This is incredible. I don't give a damn who it is. I remember, like, I've made a 30-yard field goal. I have kicked a 30-yard field goal. And I'm not a kicker. I was the backup.
That's amazing.
Backup kicker.
That's amazing. Can I tell you how amazing that is to me? Because I've tried to kick, and it's not an easy thing. But you know what I learned? That shit wasn't for me. I'm not a kicker. You know what I'm saying? I learned that I wasn't a kicker. You know? Sometimes you just got to learn. And you know, if it ain't for you, it's not for you, and you go to where it's for you. He's a kicker. He's a kicker. I've watched him kick 3 years in college to where he was dominant. You watched him kick in the big game, even though they lost to TCU, whatever. But he made his kicks in that game, you know? And I get it. We don't like seeing people lose their jobs.
No. No. But he's getting paid because he got drafted in the third round, which was stupid as hell. Almost fully guaranteed deal. So he's not losing money. Okay. And he's going to go sign elsewhere. So, like, look, the celebration factor is about the team getting better. This is a 49ers show.
For sure. For sure.
The 49ers are better. That's what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating that this dude lost his job.
Whoa. There's a difference. He didn't lose his job. He got fired. It's a big difference.
How you get fired on your day off?
Hold up, John. Hold up. Stay with me, baby. You ready? Oh, it's not hooked up. Oh, I got my freaking. It's coming through my sound effect.
No, it sounded perfect. It sounded
perfect. It's coming through my speakers. Matter of fact, I don't even need headphones. This is crazy. Oh, but no, you guys are right, though. I do not like to see people lose their jobs. John put the context up, but he's still getting paid. Here's my thing, though. And he underperformed. And it's unfortunate when you underperform, you get fired. You get terminated. You get replaced. So he did this. Nobody did this but Jake Moody. This is 100% on him. The kid has all the potential in the world. And I got a I just got a funny feeling he'll clear waivers and end up on the Niners practice squad. Got a funny feeling.
I'm cool with that.
Like,
I'm okay with it. I don't think that they will. I think he has to go elsewhere. But, like, I'm fine with that as long as he's not kicking for us anymore. Like, if he – like, don't care. Anybody that you put out – you remember last year he got injured, like, a couple times? Every single kicker that went out there was perfect.
Yeah.
And then he gets beat by Greg Joseph this training camp. They still cut Greg Joseph. Nah. Let's get a couple super chats real quick before we change gears.
Sorry, guys.
We're not just going to talk about Jake.
Pardon my French and my energy.
This is celebration. Do not temper anything, Wayne. We want all the smoke. 49ers throwback. Thank you for the super chat. You are the man. Breaking news. The 49ers wave Jake Moody. Let's effing go. The Saints week is here. Man, 49ers going to beat the Saints. I just love it. It just feels different. It just feels different. Like, I talked about, man, like, how good could it be if the 49ers finally move on? It didn't cost you the game, almost did, but then you moved on from a minute. He didn't cost us anything this season.
No. Look. This is breaking news. So at the end of the day, the team got better overall. Special teams by far was the weakest link, not just because of Jake Moody. I just thought that the team was weak, period.
Dead last in EPA special teams.
I saw your tweet right before we started, bro.
and also breaking news, 6 seconds ago, George Kittle is now on injured reserve.
I knew that was happening. So breaking news. Hold up. We got to do it right. We got to do the official. Breaking news. 49ers tight end George Kittle is now on the IR. John, that means he's going to miss at least minimum 4 weeks. Put up the foe. John, what are we going to do? Because tight end one, tight end two, tight end three, they get shifted up. Braden Willis, does he get an opportunity? Gets brought up from the PS, or do we look to bring somebody in? Tight ends are hard to find.
Yeah, you've got to know the system. 49ers run one of the most complex tight end packages in the NFL. Now, what's different this year, and, you know, I was going through film, the first half film breakdown I have up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Kyle Juszczyk, was getting tight end snaps.
Yes.
Kyle
yes.
Juszczyk has been in the tight end room this offseason. They didn't show that almost all training camp, like all preseason. So, like, the call is coming from inside the house, Wayne. And so, like, yeah, it's going to be Tonjes, who had 30 snaps, second highest rated player on the offense, got the go-ahead touchdown, talk about a confidence boost, got to do the press conference. It's going to be Luke Farrell playing the blocking role. Luke Farrell's role is not changing at all. Snapchat, not changing. He's playing that same tight end two role.
What a fantastic catch by Luke Farrell on a 4th-and-2. John, do they make tight ends any tougher than that? You have to be tough as nails. He ran a Jerry Rice route, as far as the route, not the way Jerry Rice ran it, the route, and caught the ball, but was the safety was just saying, I'm going to knock you out, and hit him. And here was the funny part, or the best part for me. Dude got up, and on the next play, had a magnificent run block. Like, he ain't even come out the game. I know he saw stars. I saw the stars. I know he saw stars. But that's tough. That was a dope catch by Luke Farrell on that 4th-and-2.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yeah. I don't feel terrible. Like, I think the tight ends played well. I think the tight ends played well. Like, Luke Farrell wasn't great, but man, I thought Tonjes, like, they love him. He's a huge locker room guy, all those things. I think that there's something there. Now, without George Kittle, I'm not even sure you win that game. Like, he made that 95 play, you know, touchdown drive, all that stuff. Like, he made like 4 or 5 plays on that. Like, it so hurts. And, you know, we talked about Tonjes being the second overall rated player, but George Kittle was the first. So don't get me wrong. You're missing a Hall of Famer for at least 4 weeks. You could tell it's a bad hamstring. They said he was out immediately. So it hurts. You get assigned somebody. Now you got to assign 2 players to the active roster. I think Braden Willis gets pulled up. You could keep him on the practice squad and promote him this week if you want to.
You elevate him, right?
Yeah, you can elevate him, but you know, where Kendrick Bourne, that's going to be his spot. And then, you know, you got to get a kicker. So there's probably your 2 spots right there. So Kendrick Bourne's going to the 53, and then you've got to get a kicker. You have to have a kicker. We don't have him in the building.
Right. But we moved. So who are we moving? So you don't have to do anything, because if you put him on the IR, that opens up a spot. So Bourne takes that. Bourne. And then Jake Moody being waived, there's your kicker.
There's your kicker. And so you could even sign a kicker like Greg Joseph to your practice squad and promote him up. Like, there's lots of things that they could do. Yeah, the 49ers are pretty good with their roster. Shout out to Jack Cooley. Sorry, we got a bunch of super chats flowing through. I want to make sure we get these so we don't get too log jammed with those. Jack Cooley, my man, Mr. Bowtie. Appreciate you. We did it, John. It's a great day for America. We all win. There's no losers here. Jake Moody gets paid. 49ers get better. We celebrate. That's what it is. Tree Man, appreciate the super chat. Moody's redemption arc. Ayahuasca retreat. Rediscovers himself, signs to a new team, becomes the greatest kicker. I won't even be mad.
I wouldn't be mad either. Won't be for us. Hey, Tree Don't Man, care. That ayahuasca. Listen, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing, bro. That's the thing. I'll leave it at that.
That's the thing.
We found Aaron Rodgers' what's it called? Burner account right here. Tree Man McCoy Jackson. Oh, Alex, man, I want to just take a minute and just say thank you. We were in Seattle this week, partying with Frank Gore, had a great time. The Seattle Niners faithful chapter was unbelievable. Alex is the best of the best. Just want to say thank you to the amazing event that we were able to host and kind of throw and just be a small part of that. Thank you, Alex, and all the Seattle people. That was incredible, man. Had a great time this weekend. Appreciate Super Chat. He says, poor Nick Clark, who works for the Niners. How many times with the a kicker video surfaced today? You know, I always have this one on the backdrop. We were live, me and Brian Carter. This was my instant reaction when they announced the Jake Moody pick in the third quarter. This was it. Like,
yeah.
And you were a Jake Moody guy.
I didn't think they were going to draft him in the third round, but yeah. I never saw that coming. I never said that. I was a Jake Moody guy. I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not, but I'm going to be a Michigan guy for all the Michigan players. But I didn't understand the third round. I didn't understand the pick as a third round pick. Now it was a compensatory pick.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, we see that as a fourth-round pick.
Right, so, you know, Kyle's going to play around. Those are house money picks. If you hit on it, you hit on it. If you don't, you don't. I really think that's how they look at draft picks. If it's picks that weren't theirs, they will play and gamble with that pick. Now, I don't – it is what it is. I don't even give a care. That motherfucker's gone. my nuts, sorry, my balls was in my stomach. When he kicked, I was just like, come on, man, you gotta make this. And it doinked. Now, he did make the second, the third one, but now I was past him. I was off. He didn't deserve any more chances, yo. My tweet said it all right after that. There's no way he deserved another chance. No way. And if I'm Brent Boyer, I would have threatened to get quit. That's what I would have did. If I'm Brent Boyer, I'd have been like, I quit. Or get me a new kicker. I bet you that's what happened.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. He gone now. He gone, baby.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone. It was funny. I used to coach track at Duncanville. We'd be in South Dallas. And it was so fun because every single track meet, like, that was, like, the popular saying for, like, a year. And so every single race, you just hear, like, 20 kids on every single heat, every single – oh, he gone. He gone. He's skating. And it was just, like, on replay. So, like, me and my friends, we still do that all the time. But, man, Jake Moody is gone. That is the number one thing to take away from today. The 49ers have gotten better through subtraction and just get somebody that, man, I don't even give a damn if the next kicker is at the same rate. If he could just do kickoffs, like just do something.
I think whoever.
What would you say you do here? You know what I mean?
No, I think whoever they bring in, John, is better. It doesn't matter who it is. I like at the end of the day, and when I mean better, it might be. One, they're going to be better statistically because it's probably going to be a kicker that, you know, has been around. Two, it's this, man. That couldn't be fixed. It couldn't be fixed. Debo tried to tell us. Y'all got mad at Debo.
I didn't. Dude.
Y'all got mad. Oh, Debo should be doing it. Nah, that motherfucker needed to man up. Hey, make the kick.
Choke slammed.
Now everybody want him gone. Y'all some funny motherfuckers, yo. I tell you.
I did not.
Not you. I'm saying y'all as and understood. We generally as a group, you know.
Debo
was both gone. But my point is.
This ain't nothing but Friday references all episodes.
Yo, you right. Yo, we could do it, bro. We could go.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, that's different. Oh, that's different.
My aunt gave me that bike.
Oh, that's different. You gotta do the voice.
I can't do it that well. That's awesome.
You want some of this too, old man? No.
No.
Get your butt in this car, man. I told you coming around here messing around with these hoodlums. Nah, I'm playing. I'm sorry.
I love Nicholas Parra, my man. Had a great time hanging out this week. Shoot, we're going to be back together Friday, flying out to New Orleans. Bittersweet news with Kittle on IR, but oh well. Look, hamstrings take 3 to 5 weeks. Kittle is 30+. Don't mess with the hamstrings. 49ers don't stretch. They're never going to. It's just what it's going to be. You're going to have calves. You're going to have hamstrings more than any other team in the NFL for how many years in a row? We've been through 3 coaching staffs, strength and conditioning staffs. It don't matter. And we've also been through 3 special teams coordinators in Shanahan's period. It don't matter.
They doing
something. Injuries and special teams are just always going to suck for the 49ers. And I'll say this. Special teams and injuries predated the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. You can go back to the Chip Kelly year. You can go back to the Tom Sula year. Still bottom 10 special teams, bottom 10 injuries. Like, so it is Shanahan, obviously. Buck has to fall on him. But, like, dude, these injuries, that's what I want to talk about next. And that's what we're going to get to because, man, Kittle's on IR. We got some positive news on Juwan Jennings. I want to go through everything with Wayne. What is the plan for the 49ers right after this? 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And it is my birthday early with this wonderful present from the 49ers, and they're getting better. Come party with us in New Orleans. This Sunday is my birthday. We're going to be live on Bourbon Street at the Bourbon Street Drinkery Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m., renting out both buildings. We were sold out. I was able to secure some more space. So there's few tickets up. This is selling out, guys. Like if I tell you this, I'm telling you this. And people, I got 40 emails yesterday. Oh, can I still get tickets? Man, they are up for a very brief time. Tailgate, that's also going to sell out as well this Sunday. It might be our biggest tailgate we've ever thrown. Come party with us in New Orleans. We're 2 blocks from the stadium. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. Look at this. JP, my guy. We were hanging out in Seattle. We went and got some Chinese food. We had a great time, Wayne. You know, you and I started that tradition with JP and L. We've done it 5 years in a row now. Isn't that crazy? Yeah,
we would have did it. I would have been there, but you know, they decided to play Seattle week one instead of around Thanksgiving, which is when I normally travel. But
we will resume all of those things. But shout out to JP, gifted a 49ers membership to the YouTube channel. JP, just the gift that keeps on giving. Love you so much, brother. You are unbelievable. My life is better because I met you, man. So thank you, Oscar. Let's talk Juwan Jennings. Now, the positive news, besides Jake Moody no longer being on the team, Juwan Jennings not as bad as expected. It was a shoulder injury. Now, Juwan Jennings did not have a good game by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure did.
I was kind of shocked that they went at him for, it was one of the second down and goal plays. He was doing an out route. He got blanketed. Brock Purdy kind of threw it away. But what was to be expected? Juwan Jennings practiced 3 times with what was going on. What are your thoughts on Juwan Jennings moving forward? Will he play this week? Can the 49ers start to rely on him now? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, if he's healthy, he probably got a stinger. They said he couldn't raise his arm, so that made me think it was more of a stinger, like he must have got popped or something, like, you know, and it was just hard to raise at that moment. And once the swelling went down, they did the testing. If it's not serious. Now, let me just be clear. He's a 49er, so they said that it's not serious as of now. That means by Sunday, it could be bad. So, me personally, look, it's the Saints. they're not necessarily a good team, even though they played the Cardinals well. They are at home, too, and they're probably looking to get their first win. I don't want to go in there lightly, but if he's unhealthy, you know, if he's not 100%, which he's not, if he's not even close to 100%, why risk Jennings at this moment? And this is probably key to signing a guy like Kendrick Bourne, who will probably be like Juwan Jennings. No football practice, no training camp, no this, no that, and probably would suck the first week or two until he gets into football shape. So it's like, damn, the Niners are kind of like, damn that they do, damn that they don't. I'm hoping Jennings is healthier more than he is injured and he can play. But it's looking good because it's not a serious situation. But who knows what might happen by Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You know the game we play, man. You know how it be.
It's hard. And so, like, you need Kendrick Bourne out there, especially with no Kittle. Like, you've got so many wide receiver decoys. Like, you got MVS. You've got Russell Gage. They're basically just blocking out there, dang, doing their job. Like, you got to go to somebody.
They are decoys. MVS was a non-factor.
Russell Gage has some good blocks, but
he has some good blocks. I mean, non-factor as far as in the receiving game. That means their number will get called if there's no Jennings.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you look at Jennings, he had 2 catches on 5 targets for 16 yards. He did have that one first down play, and that was awesome. That kept the drive going, which was awesome. But, like, let's just be honest. Like, Jennings talk about $20 million a year and all that kind of stuff. Like, he needed this time to prove that he could be a guy, because I'm telling you right now, once DeMarcus Robinson gets back out there, like, he's going to be a part of this offense. Ricky Pearsall's going to be a part of this offense.
Do you think, like, so Ricky Pearsall had a game, first game over 100 yards. He didn't score, but he had a game. All the explosive plays were to Ricky Pearsall, pretty much. Do you think the defenses are going to change up knowing there's no George Kittle? I think this game is, I know we're not previewing the game yet, but I think this game is going to be a little bit more tough. We didn't even talk about Brock Purdy's injuries and how that might be effective to the 49ers, even though it's not to his throwing arm. But still, like, he's injured. And he's got a toe injury, too. So that's something to kind of, like, look into as well, because it might be Mac Jones out there on Sunday, being that the Niners are back-to-back on the road before they come home to play the Arizona Cardinals. And just to put this out there, George Kittle will not be eligible until week 5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is a road game for the Niners. So, yeah, that's October 12th, by the way.
And it might be longer than that with the hamstring. Like,
100%. I'm just...
Yeah. Jordan Watkins took longer, right? Obviously, shoot, I almost forgot his
ankle
name.
Ankle sprain, though.
That's right. He was the ankle. Sorry, the other wide receiver who I forget out of... Goodness, he had 2 hamstrings already.
Jacob Cowley. Yeah,
and I'll say this too: like, Watkins probably going to be back this week, so he's got some practices.
I'm confident with him because of the practices under the belt. You know,
and Watkins got a lot of reps with Mac Jones because 100%. He was running with the twos a lot too. And this is a little bit of a hot take, and I'm not a Mac Jones guy. Nobody's ever called me that before. Mac Jones looked awesome. Mac Jones has been the best number two quarterback since Kyle Shanahan's been here. Like, all throughout not only training camp, preseason, the joint practices, when Mac Jones has stepped in, the offense has functioned properly. And there were several times at practice where I was like, who is the quarterback on that? Because I couldn't tell. Was that Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Like, I'm not saying he's Brock Purdy. That's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying you're playing the Saints.
Yeah.
Saints have a good defense. Cam Jordan's still out there. Got 2 sacks last
year. Yo, that dude at 50 is still playing like he's 30.
He's my favorite non-49ers player and has, like, I think he's an
all-decade.
He's all
a pro-pro, right? Player. Like a pro-pro? Like,
I freaking love
how you want to model your guy.
On, off the field, talk trash. Yeah, like, yeah, just diehard Saints. Like, I love people that just, you know what I mean? Agree. Like, he's their George Kittle. You know what I mean? Like, that's the idea.
I agree. They do have a defense, and that's my point. And so,
and Brandon Staley, he was here last year. Now he's their DC.
And their defense was pretty good last week against the Cardinals. Ended up giving up that play. Not the Cardinals, against the team that they played, my bad. But my point is, it's not going to be a cakewalk win. We should win, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Not on the road.
All these injuries, it's going to be
in the Superdome, that place always crazy. Like, no, this, and I do think that the Saints are one of the worst teams in the NFL. And I think that the Seahawks are a better team than the Saints. But when you look at the injuries on the road, like sometimes the ball bounces your way. Like the 49ers very easily could have lost last week. Jake Tom just don't come down with that. That could be an interception. That's a walk off the field. But like there were like 4 to 5 turnover worthy plays from Brock.
Yeah, it could have went. It could have went a different way, John. It's funny. It's funny how you said it. And I love the fact that we as a community, we have been talking about the resiliency and how Brock led his team to a win and stuff like that. And he did. Like, all that's great, but he still made a lot of mistakes out there on the football field. And so the one thing
made a lot
I love,
of positives, but
yeah, but in a few negatives. And then the issue is that the negatives stood out because the negatives were the turnovers, right? And so you know, moving forward, like the thing I love about Brock though is he can brush that off and kind of learn from it rather quickly. And so that's great. But now we're talking about Brock not having another piece available, like not having your all pro tight end. And we talk about that as him in the pass catching game. Did we forget that we like to run the ball, right? And Trent Williams didn't look good. So do we run the ball to the left? Like without a George Kittle, are you overloading the protection by putting the tight end? Like it's going to be interesting to see how the Niners and Kyle Shanahan kind of, you know, resurface the offense without George Kittle. And a big thing for me, John, is if and I said this on, I think it was Bleacher Report. If you go back and watch the Super Bowl, George Kittle came out for one play and it was the worst timing ever. And I couldn't, he got hurt on a play and he couldn't go back in. And Kyle didn't know who the tight end was in there, but the play was for the tight end, which was Saubert, I think, at the time. He was trash. Like, it didn't work. I'm nervous about the tight end situation when George Kittle's not out there. So,
yeah. Yeah. But I will say this, like, Luke Farrell was decent in blocking, did his job. Jake Tonjes actually showing up and receiving, like, dude, let's allow this, you know, NBA Jam kind of like he's heating up. Like, let's let it go. Like,
yes, sir. Wait, do
I and have you have the Kyle Juszczyk there. You have Braden Willis there. But I can tell you this.
He's heating up.
Oh, dude, I just got chill bumps. He's going with the dunk where it's down low, you know, up high. And then he does the dunk and it's on fire. Oh, my gosh. I freaking love NBA. I'm wearing my Blitz t-shirt. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just feeling it, man. But it's going to be more of the same. It's going to be CMC and Pearsall. Whether Kendrick Bourne gets an active role, whether Juwan Jennings plays, even though he's banged up, whether, like, whatever. Like, Jordan Watkins, don't care. Who else on this offense is going to be getting the ball besides CMC and Ricky Pearsall? Maybe Brian Robinson, who looked all right, kind of had a little bit of his Isaac Garrido type move where he ran into his own blocker a couple times.
Got to let the stuff develop. It's timing for him.
Reps.
Mm-hmm.
Timing reps. It's just not there yet. But we'll have to see how that goes. Now, Ben Bartsch, let's talk about him. He played a good game. I thought relatively well. The offensive line in general was bad. I didn't think Ben Bartsch was terrible. There were a couple, him and Jake Brendel kind of had their worst plays together in the run game, which cost the 49ers. They didn't mesh well, but now he's got a knee sprain. How many times has Ben Bartsch been injured on the 49ers? I think he's had about 7 injuries in 18 games with the 49ers. Do you roll Ben Bartsch out there, or is it time for the rookie Connor Colby to start getting some snaps?
If he's healthy, you play him, and you play him until he can't play. I'm all for Connor Colby. You know that. That's my pick, the steal of the draft.
You called it.
But if Ben Bartsch is healthy and good to go, he's listed day-to-day. So that's a good thing. You know, we talk about the Juwan Jennings situation being good. But this is a good thing because the Niners and their continuity is key. So, like, you want your unit out there as much as you can, especially when it comes to offensive line. Trent, Bartsch, Brendo, Pooney, and McKivitz. Congratulations to Colt McKivitz too on his extension. So you want that unit out there. Now if he is unable to go, I think the Niners have a hidden gem in Connor Colby and he'll be ready.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. I like that's the weird thing. not totally concerned. Saints have a good defensive line. They do the odd front. They do the exotic blitzes. They do all that stuff, but they shell on top of their coverage. So that middle of the field by design of Brandon Staley defense is going to be open. So, like, now Brandon Staley's been coaching against the 49ers for a year. He wasn't great for us, but we'll have to see what that looks like. Their offense is awful. So it's going to be a low scoring game this week again. Like,
again,
and I want to talk about that too.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are complaining about the 49ers offense. And I'm just like, dude, like I get that you didn't put up a lot of points.
That's the issue.
But you had 10 more first downs than the Seattle Seahawks. You had 384 yards. You went 7 of 14 on third downs, 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions. Like, you had the worst
2 for 5 in the red zone.
2 for 5 in the red zone. Well, yeah, in the missed kicks. So, like, that's
an extra. I don't count the missed kicks. You get into the red zone, you're trying to score a touchdown.
But they did do that in the first half. Like, whenever it came down to the 2-minute drive. Right. But in that second quarter, there were, like, 2 minutes left. Like, Kyle Shanahan put his foot on the gas.
He did.
He called back-to-back pass plays, and it cost him because they didn't run down the clock. And then the Seahawks had time to drive down and get a field goal. Like, people that are always like, oh, Kyle's too conservative. Dude, he was not conservative. At the end of the second quarter, that dude called crazy pass plays to try to get that touchdown right before the half.
Okay.
And didn't.
I didn't know where you were going with this. Okay.
Back-to-back incompletion. So, like, I'm saying, like, the people that are like, oh, Kyle's too conservative. He doesn't take chances.
Oh, okay.
That dude took chances, and it cost us.
I thought you were talking about the offense in general. Like, the offense put up numbers. The offense is still the top. This is a top 10 offense. After week one, 49ers have a top 10 offense. Just want people to know that. But I think the issues for me, this is for me, only for Breezy, is that when they get to the red zone, they're unable to punch it in for six. Yeah, now I do want them to hit field goals for sure. I want them to score, but it's the six that matters. And so, like, it's like they get there to get the opportunities, they get a penalty to get knocked out. They get there to get the opportunities, they just can't punch it in. Those are the issues for me. Now, they did punch it in twice, but they got there five times and failed. You get what I'm saying? Three times.
Yeah.
That's not good math to me.
Yeah, it's 20th. It ranks 20th.
Okay. Damn, you're good. You're fast. I love it.
And so now here's the flip side. And again, we keep saying we're not previewing, but I'm so excited. Football's here. And it's like, I got one foot in the back and one foot in the, like, you know what I mean? Last week, this week, the Saints are 27th. They went 1 for 4 in the red zone against the Cardinals last week.
What I'm saying is, I get that. And we pay attention to that. We break that down. We look into that because those are the tendencies you want to play off of. I think the Saints are going to do what it takes to improve. The Saints are going to try to win. Now, there's no way I feel like the Niners should lose to a Spencer Rattler team.
No.
Ever. Or a Tyler Shaw team. Like, this just shouldn't happen. No. I will say that the Seahawks defense, in my opinion, was a tougher run defense than what we're about to face. But we're still going to face a good run defense.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the Seahawks have maybe a top seven. Top five,
I tried to tell everybody, good, and they were like, good. "Oh no, they young, and they lost their prime player. Like, they lost their premier player at the beginning of the game. Did Nick Emanuori come back in the game?
Yeah, he did. He came back in.
But my point is, like, they're going to be tough. That McDonald is building the defense the way he wants it. Big corners, big.
He did not come back in. I was wrong.
Okay, that's what I thought. And they lost that. So at the end of the day, they're going to only be better when they get him back. We beat that defense, all right? Now we're going to go up against a defense that isn't as premier, a little bit older. The Niners just got to run the damn ball. Like, they got to figure out how to run the ball. What's the Niners did?
Here's 36 what I like. Rush attempts.
There you go. You took the words right out of my mouth. They kept it going. They weren't getting the explosive plays, but Kyle Shanahan, you got to give him credit. He kept the run game going. We watched we rushed for over 100 something yards collectively as a group, but we kept it going. It didn't matter. It all four quarters there were runs. Christian McCaffrey didn't get a 14-yard run until the fourth quarter. That was the only explosive play on the ground. How do I know? Because you got to check me on the Patreon, because I do explosive plays, like, you know.
But where do we see that? Where do we get to the Patreon at?
Just go to www.patreon.com/WayneBreezy. He's right there, you know.
Oh,
Oh. But nah, seriously though, John, I'm concerned. There were no explosive plays, and I think it was because the offensive line just wasn't creating enough space.
Yes, 100%. It was bad, and that's the thing. Jake Brindle, no pressures. Like, Jake Brindle did great in the pass game. You had two consecutive drives in a row that were ruined by Jake Brindle and Dominique Pooney. Like the interior, and I know people are talking about Trent and whatever else. Trent still had some pretty amazing Trent Williams plays.
He did. That penalty hurt him a lot. And it did. As far as grading, it hurt him a lot. And the pressures, did y'all see how the Seahawks were sending dialing pressure to Trent's side?
Yep.
I don't think they saw it, though, so they got to watch your film breakdown so they can kind of get a better – we look at the number and say six pressures, and I'm not sticking up for Trent because he's got to be better. I think he knows that. But, man, they was dialing it up. Like, God, dang, who is he supposed McDonald to block? Does.
Right. They would send a guy across his face, then loop another one around.
Yeah,
they which one was out, he supposed they to pick one up? Inside.
How do you block two guys?
Yeah, it was a lot, man. And so it was a lot of overloads, but that's what Mike McDonald does.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I just want to know how you block two guys. If you can tell me how one man could block two men, then you're all, you know.
Yeah.
Then you're different.
Look at Oscar. I like the super chat. Appreciate Oscar. Red zone equals too much shotgun and runs with CMC. Not enough bootleg. Got to be
enough creativity, Oscar, either.
Like, yeah, I'm with you there.
You know, like. Get a little bit more creative down there. We've seen it before. So where is it? You know, and the bootleg would be perfect because you're just putting Purdy on an island with one person that's in his face and a person wide open for him to run. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Oscar, you're right. Oh. It's weird, bro.
I do want to jump to our defensive side. I want to talk just about what a difference. So good. What was the number one overall thing this entire year to stop on the
stop defense? The run?
Stop the run. What did they do?
Stop the run.
We're going to tell you why and who excelled and who struggled right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. My bookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to my bookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with my bookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. Hey, guys, if you bet with us in week one, you made 38% profit. So, like, if you bet 100, you got back 138. So, we had 8 wins, 4 losses. We post our bets every single week. That's Jerry Rice tier and above on our Patreon, the 49ers Rush or the 49ersrush.com. Go check it out. We got 7-day free trial. You get to watch every single offensive play, defensive play, special teams play, plus bets of the week. Plus, we have Zoom Hangout, which will happen in 2 weeks. Go check it out. Now, let's talk about the run defense because the Seahawks never had a run over 9 yards. Mm-hmm. They had no explosive runs, Wayne. Like,
yeah, but they were still gashing us up. The Niners to me struggle with these kind of power type runs. The defense struggles against the power runs. I don't know why. I feel like they're just not built right for power runs, and so they would have had a lot less yards if they could have found a way to stop Zach Charbonnet, but they definitely handled the explosive runs. They took Kenneth Walker III like out of the game. Like, he didn't get his first big run for 9 yards until like then. So I just felt like they kept that when they went to the more the Zach Charbonnet type run plays, we were kind of getting gashed. It was and that was north and south opposed to the east and west what they were trying to do with Kenneth Walker. So I'm a little concerned there, but I am content. Two things that made me content. Number one, only three missed tackles. All right. That right there just made me just want to go buy everybody lunch, right? On the Niners defense.
That's insane. Remember last year, 15, 17, 12. Oh, only 12 this week.
Like, we were happy with 12, right? Three missed tackles, one by Fred Warner, Marquise Siegel, and I can't remember the other one. I put it out.
Jordan Elliott had one.
Jordan Elliott, thank you. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, that's a big improvement when the Niners have their unit out there starting ready to go. So I'm good with that. They just got to figure out how to deal with those power backs. And we're going to be facing one. Listen, Alvin Kamara, I don't care how small he look, that dude runs hard. And so he could be a problem and a problem in the pass catch game. So that's somebody we're going to have to deal with. Taysom Hill, not a running back, but a weird type of weapon, kind of like how they might use him. So if he runs north and south, can the Niners contain that? They got to figure out how to stop that up and down, because that's what keeps those drives alive. I don't want to see the Saints getting first downs at all, period. I just don't. Yeah. And I just think of the power backs like that we've struggled against in recent history. Like James
a lot of
Turner.
That's the 4-2-5. Like, you have the wide guys. Mm-hmm. You only have four players between the tackles.
Yeah.
When you do that true wide nine. Like, I and so for opposing offensive coordinators, dude, they have the numbers. You're doing two high safeties. Like, that says run duo combo inside zone. Like, it's by design. Like, every defense has a flaw. That mm-hmm. is the flaw in the 4-2-5 scheme. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm with you 100%, Wayne.
And I just think the bend don't break is back. You're not beating as deep. Good luck, though. You know what I'm saying? And they had a couple of catches down the field, a couple of explosive plays.
I think Jackson Smith and Jigba is a top 10 tight end or wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
I think he's pretty damn good.
Bro, the dude runs amazing freaking routes. He was just routing everybody up. But those were in man coverage. And so, like, your man just got to play, have better adjustments on the coverages in order to not give up the play. The one that Renardo Green did break up was amazing, but he also got burnt on a different play. So, like, look, he's just different. But yeah. My point is, they didn't really give up the explosives down the football field. They did give up some that were 25, you know, yards, but they kept everything at bay. They bent, but they didn't break.
Right. And man, D Winters, I can't talk because, like, I've been saying, like, D Winters is a great coverage backer. That's what makes him so special. He had a 90.3. He had the best coverage grade of any player for either team in coverage, and he led the team in solo run stops. Like, good Lord, when you get that type of play, and Luke Gifford was consistent.
Yeah.
Like, did his damn job. Like, do your job. Play 23 snaps. That's that number three backer. Does his job. Like,
so
just
help,
does
help
his
me
job.
Out with this, right? Because, like, how okay, if he was targeted five times and he gave up five receptions,
right?
How does he end up with a 90.3 grade?
So, like, if those are contested catches and he's on top of his guy, like, you know, and so, like, a lot of that has to do with their PFF scoring. Is it a difficult completion or a contested catch? And so whenever he's right on top of those guys, how many yards after catch and he missed tackles, things like that. So that gets into the EPA, the, you know, yards per completion over adjusted, like, and things like that. And he was just right on top of everything.
Okay. So that's all I needed to know. That's all I needed to know. Because I was just trying to figure out, like, I'm like, yo, he gave up all the receptions, but he was right there, and you're going to expect that. Just like nickelbacks, I expect him to give up the receptions, but I expect him to make the tackle immediately.
Yeah, and that's what Upton Stout did. Like, the game plan for the Seattle Seahawks was go at the rookie, which I've been saying for like a month. Like, dude, do you start him in the slot? They went right after him, but he turned it on late.
He late. Like, he adjusted, right? Like, you saw him adjust. He made a big, had a big PBU, if I'm not mistaken, in this game.
He did.
But he definitely, you know.
He put the Mutombo up there.
Yeah.
Afterwards. He said,
He gave up three receptions. He was targeted five times. He gave up three receptions. What hurt him was the penalties. Like, the penalty hurt him big time.
Yeah, it was a bad penalty. Like, he grabbed him, and so you should have called defensive holding, not pass interference. That thing
right.
was 20 yards out of
down
bounds.
Sam Darnold was throwing that for me,
I swear, man. And I was sitting at 300.
Nine penalties for the Niners. Got to clean that up.
Yeah, the coaching, I thought, was awesome. I loved how they adjusted. You see how they put Luke Gifford down on the line of scrimmage? Like,
absolutely.
defensive end.
Like, absolutely.
They haven't shown that. And so that was awesome. You were dropping, man. You look at the players that had coverage snaps. You dropped Etur Gross Matos into coverage once. You dropped Mikael Williams three times into coverage. Like, you were dialing some stuff up that they were not expecting. Robert Saleh, he was the coach of the game, in my opinion. And I thought Mike McDonald did great. I thought the 49ers offense did wait well, just not in the red zone. We talked about that. Robert Saleh was the best coach on the field, period, for either team, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, because his job is defense, right? So his job is to play keep away or keep the people out of the end zone. And I thought his team did a good job. I mean, again, a couple of penalties. You know, Demo had two penalties in this game. One at the end didn't really matter, but he had a penalty in the game. So, like, they got to clean those things up, especially the silly ones. Mm-hmm. Because those will affect the team at some point. But I thought Robert Saleh was hands down the best coach as well. I told him to take a bow. Like, he got young players to play football. He got the young players that he chose and the young players that he didn't choose to play, like the D Winters, the Renardo Greens. Like, those guys, they came out here and I thought they had a pretty damn good solid game. So it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to stack each week. More coverage snaps, less coverage snaps. How they're going to use them on the edge? Are we going to get a little bit more blitzing with the linebackers? Any nickel blitzes? Any corner blitzes? Like, I'm interested to see how Robert Saleh, who is key to the 49ers having a successful season, is going to change it up week by week.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about those, like, Upton Stout blitzed once. Marquis Siegel, safety blitzed once. You had Fred Warner blitz three times. D Winters had eight pass rush snaps. Eight. So, like, who's coming? You know what I mean? Like, where's it coming from? You've mm-hmm. got safety, you've got nickel, you got both backers coming. You're putting, you know, Luke Gifford on the edge as a run stuffer in those, you know, heavy packages. You're going to see a lot of two tight end sets with the Saints. So you're going to see, you know, another
Johnson. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Taysom Hill. Yeah. They're going to be out there.
I love it, man. I love it. Now, and here's what's crazy. We've talked about this all offseason. The 49ers schedule, it's a gift because you're not playing any top offenses until maybe week five, the Rams, maybe week six with the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's it.
They'll have a top offense.
Like, so you're talking the first like 9 weeks of the season, you might be looking at two top 10 offenses. That's it. Yeah, Saints, nope. Cardinals, nope. Jags, nope. Falcons, maybe they could get into that territory. Texans did not look good at all. That offensive line is a major problem. Giants
they just lost their center too, so he's going to be out.
Texans were a big move to step back a little bit, just offensively. I think their defense is great, maybe the best defense. Like, they're a top five defense as well, but, like, Texans struggling. So, like, look, you're going with these young guys, Marquis Siegel, Upton Stout. You've got, you know, Mikael Williams out there. Dude, just let them go through the growing pain. We saw Upton Stout grow up in-game.
In-game.
Dude went through a whole freaking glow-up in-game.
I mean, come on. Like, all right, let me just keep it a buck. Upton Stout, Upton Stout, Mikael Williams, Alfred Collins. Well, not Alfred Collins, but C.J. West. I would say those three. They didn't play in the preseason.
No.
So you knew they were going to need time to develop, time to grow. The fact that they were able to grow end game and adjust end game is a scary thing in a good way. Scary for the other teams out there, but great for the Niners because these guys have that mental aptitude to play football, learn football on the fly. Oh, I did this wrong. Let me adjust this. Oh, I got to fix this. Oh, I did this right. Cool. We green here. Like, they have that gift. I think that's why these draft picks are crazy. And I don't know a team that's ever hit on all of their draft picks, but if the Niners continue to trend upwards with these young players defensively, this could be a record-breaking draft, right, where they probably are hitting. Like, the start of Marquis Siegel was astonishing, and the fact that he went and backed it up was even more astonishing. He was the second-team leading tackler. Wow. Now, you could take that with a grain of salt, because why is he making tackles and blah, 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 went down the field, whatever. Who cares? He's making the tackles. His job is the safety and the safe plays from happening, right? So the fact that he's making the tackles, I'll take that. because we've been dealing with safeties that would go for big hits and missed tackles for the past couple of years. He has, to me, has even a little bit more ceiling than Malik Mustafa. Like, the kid is a safety by nature. Like, that's what he does. Like, you could tell it's in his game.
Gosh, I love it, man. I love it. I'm pumped. And the thing is, like, look, Alfred Collins played 9 snaps. C.J. West played 7 snaps. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys, you just get away. And when the defensive tackles, the starting DTs played, you know, Jordan Elliott played 25, Kalia Davis 24, and then you put in Ichiro Gross Matos in at tackle for pass rush downs. You put Mikael Williams in there. Man, let those guys develop. Let those guys grow into their role. Were they good snaps? No. But, hey, allow them to grow into what it is they're going to be, because they're both changing scheme tendencies and everything from what they did in college to the pros. So give them some time. Give them some time. Sonia, did Jair Brown play? Not on defense. He got 2 snaps at the end, but still cost us in special teams. He had a big holding penalty.
In the beginning, the first play. That's why we had to go 95 yards. I feel like he's a player that's on the verge of probably going to be traded. We'll see what happens, but I still root for him. He's on the team.
Yeah, hopefully he gets better at special teams. It's just a little more consistent, but you know, you're an injury away from him starting. He almost started week one. Like, so it's going to happen. He played 2 defensive snaps,
2 defensive snaps.
Yeah. So that's all that was. So we'll see what that is, and we'll just keep going with it. But man, I do want to say this. We got to pull this show to a close. Sadly, I got to go pick up the kid from, he's taking college classes now, Wayne. That's awesome. My youngest is taking college classes. What the? I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old.
You are, but that's great.
I ain't mad. But I do want to just take time and say shout out to family member Heather Morgan, Vicky, who is part of our Rush Road team. Her mom is going through surgery tomorrow, a major surgery. So I'm going to be at the hospital for a lot of that. So I'm going to go live early tomorrow morning, try to get a breakdown done, and then I'm going to jump over to the hospital, be there with the family. But just want to let everybody know, going through a hard time with cancer and all that kind of stuff, we love you. You're not going through this stuff on your own. Heather Morgan, you're the best of us. You're going to kick some ass. I believe in that. But love you guys. Wayne, wrap up the show. George Kittle's on IR. He's going to miss 4 weeks. Juwan Jennings, not out as long as we expected. Jake Moody, gone. He gone.
The only thing that matters is the Niners got better by subtraction. They're going to be going to New Orleans, and they're going to kick ass in the Big Easy. I am ready. John is ready. The road trip is ready. Stay locked in right here, faithful. We out.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.